Bring the cows back. That's the message you'll see on lawn signs and posters all over Norwich as a citizens group has taken up the fight to help keep a local family on a nearby farm. But with the property locked in the middle of a pending land deal, the outcome remains unclear. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman explains.
Chris Gray owns Norwich Creamery, a small business that makes yogurt and ricotta cheese. There are no cows around, and so Gray ships his milk in from a nearby farm to his production facility here at Norwich Farm.
Come on in. So we're in the main milking barn here now. It's a 40-stall, comfort stall setup.
The facilities at Norwich Farm are pretty nice. Vermont Technical College owns the farm, and the barns are tricked out with all of the modern production machinery.
They built, you know, a Mercedes-Benz of a facility here. It is awfully, awfully nice. And
there were cows here up until last summer, when Gray was running his yogurt and cheese making classes for the college. But it got too expensive, so the college shipped the herd off the property and moved its agricultural students back to Randolph. So now the farm has just about everything it needs, except cows.
We get our herd manager and our herd in today. We could be milking cows tonight and bottling tomorrow morning. So a lot of, in addition to...
Gray wants Norwich Farm to be working at its full potential. When he moved in, he set up a tenant agreement with the school. Gray was supposed to teach dairy classes and live on the farm, while his wife would be a sort of dorm manager and work with the students who live there. But as the college now looks to sell the property, Gray's future, as well as the future of Norwich Farm, is very much up in the air.
So we knew this would be a challenge. We don't own it. We'd love to own it, but we don't. So we're realistic about that. So our goal is to make it as productive as possible.
The community is very fond of the creamery, very committed to the idea that Norwich Farms stays a working dairy farm.
Miriam Horowitz lives in Norwich, and she's one of the almost 2,000 people who have signed an online petition to support Gray, his family, and the Norwich Creamery. Vermont Technical College wants to sell the Norwich farm to the Upper Valley Land Trust. But before the deal goes through, attorneys on both sides say Gray has to be off the land. It's just too complicated otherwise. So Horowitz and the hundreds of other supporters have been going to select board meetings, gathering signatures, and trying to find a way to keep Gray's business in Norwich.
A farm is more than just pretty green fields surrounding buildings. Farmland that's sitting idle or farmland that's just there looking pretty really isn't a farm. A farm is really, you know, people working on the farm to feed their families and to feed their community and to be a member of the community. You know, land without the farmer isn't a farm.
The Upper Valley Land Trust has conserved thousands of acres in Norwich and in the surrounding towns. And usually there's nothing but good news when a mountain or a trail system or even farmland is taken over by the land trust and opened up to the public. But Upper Valley Land Trust President Jeannie McIntyre says the Norwich farm is different.
This property is the first property that we have been involved with which has such a substantial building complex, and that makes the analyzing proposals and developing a sound business plan very complicated.
It's complicated, yes.
That's Pat Moulton, and she's president of Vermont Technical College. The land trust needs the farm to be profitable, and so it's considering proposals from a number of different agricultural businesses, including Gray's. But the college has to end its relationship with the farmer before the land deal goes through. Moulton says there's a lot of discussion going on behind closed doors, and she hopes it works out for everyone.
Upper Valley's been a good partner to us. We've been working pretty cooperatively with them, but as in any kind of a legal situation, sometimes the, you know, parties don't always see things the same way, but we are working to move forward to sell the property to them.
Some kind of decision about the fate of Norwich Farm will be made before May 5th. That's the deadline for the land trust's option to purchase the property. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Norwich.